Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm John Sears. Welcome to Sound Off. Man, this weather sucks. Wet, cold. Murph, you know what to do.
Enough.
What the crap, Murph?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
It's been kind of a different night here, at least for me. I can't remember when I've been this disengaged from social media because, John, I'm trying to avoid Game of Thrones spoilers.
You're one of those people?
I'd like to go home and just find out in my own time, in my own way. But listen to this. Big Sam. You know, one of the producers here on Sound Off, he says that people are trying to get onto the Sound Off timeline with
spoilers.
With spoilers. Come on, man.
Is this show really that good? Is this the one that they're castrating people?
The Unsullied. Yes. Yes. Grey Worm.
Grey
and Company.
My man,
yeah.
Grey Worm.
Yeah, it's
Hope
great.
He's still alive. Did he make it through to the end?
I haven't seen the last episode. He was here last week. you can sound off at 515-282-9010. We're not really blaming Ed.
Sort of.
A soggy weekend of state track ends with the team winners celebrating indoors. Class 4A Valley wins for a third straight year.
Waukee girls can top that. The Warriors win state for a fourth straight year. Let's sound off. 515-282-9010.
No spoilers. The most extraordinary race of the 2019 state track meet featured one start, two finishes, and unlimited grace. Class 1A, 3,200 meters, that's eight laps. But after the sixth lap, an official incorrectly rings the bell. So several runners, including leader Will Roeder of Galen, falsely believe they're on the final lap. Not George Little Rock's Joe Anderson. Roeder kicks, Anderson followed, but as Roeder crossed the finish line, Anderson keeps going. He knows the bell rang early. Roeder decides to go, stops, and then goes again. He's passed in the process. Anderson wins the state title, or does he? There's both exhaustion and confusion. The Iowa High School Athletic Association decides since most runners stopped after seven laps, the race becomes 2,800 meters, not 3,200. Will Roeder is the winner. How does Joe Anderson respond? Like this. Being stripped of my first ever state title hurts a lot, but my identity does not come from the trophies that I have won or the ones that have been taken away. It comes from who I am in Christ. I ran the absolute hardest I could. I am proud of that race. At the end of the day, it's not about how we respond when life goes great. It's about how we respond when bad things happen to us. Congrats to Will. He ran a great race. If Joe were my son, there is no race he could win that would make me prouder than the goodness of those words. I urge the Boys Association name co-winners. It's a tough spot, but under these unfortunate and unprecedented circumstances, it seems most fair. No one should have a title stripped for running the race as designed. It's not too late. The IOC has awarded dozens of Olympic medals years later. But Joe Anderson will be fine either way. He's already a state team and individual champion. In Saturday's 1600, Joe and Will showed more sportsmanship, and then Joe went out and won the race, state champ. It was Joe's second most impressive showing of the week.
Pretty cool. From the Blue Oval to the horse track. With no Kentucky Derby winner and no disqualified Derby horse, there was no buzz for the Preakness. Zero. I actually forgot it was even taking place this weekend. But then something happened. A hero emerged. A hero we all needed in late May of 2019. His name is Bodie Express, and he gave a big middle hoof to the racing world. There's a new meaning for, and they're off! When the gates opened, Bodie Express said, "Get off me, bro! I got this!" The spunky three-year-old decided to go rogue. He bucked his jockey into the dirt, took off running like William Wallace in Braveheart, searching for freedom. The jockeyless horse had no intention of stopping or swerving or slowing down. He wanted to race on his terms, and he kept up with the rest of the pack, even stayed wide for everyone to see the show. On the backstretch, Bodie Express puts the pedal down. Look at him, passing horses to get back in the mix. Heart of a champion, heart of a stallion. I found myself glued to the television, rooting for this underdog, this underhorse, this jockeyless wonderment. What if he wins? This would be one of the greatest sports moments in history. In fact, one could say it's un-American to not root for Bodie Express in that moment. They hit the home stretch, and an outrider official tried to slow down Bodie. "Girl, please, you are not stopping this runaway express." He speeds up and finishes ahead of two other horses. Imagine being a jockey that lost to the riderless horse in the Preakness. Bodie Express then took an extra lap around the track, his own personal victory lap, because he is a winner. In the record books, it goes down as a DNF for Bodie Express. Did not finish. More like WTF. Oh, he finished. We were all witness. War of Will may have won the Preakness, but Bodie Express won the hearts of humans around the world, young and old.
I love that you did this because this was fantastic.
I loved it.
I wasn't even watching the front of the Preakness, in part because since the Derby winner and the horse that kind of first won the Derby or did first win the Derby, neither one of those horses are in it.
So I'm zeroed in on Bodie Express the entire time.
I'm kind of surprised I'm even watching it, but the the weather stinks and I'm indoors. And I'm, all right. Then this horse steps up. It just makes everybody care.
And he kept running. And I kept thinking, all right, at some point he's going to veer off into some corner or like turn around and go the other way. He knew exactly what to do.
Do we need jockeys, John?
This is probably proof you don't.
You keep Black Beauty and Secretariat.
Give me Bodie Express all day long.
Yeah, Bodie Express is the best. All right, Jason is in Ames, and he's not thinking about the Preakness right now. In fact, it's the Stanley Cup Finals, which is definitely the Bruins and could be Andy Fales' St. Louis Blues up 3-2. What are you thinking? Oh, yep, it's that button you have to press extra hard.
Tukaras looked completely unstoppable during the Eastern Conference Final. And same thing with the Bruins' defense. Now, but we have all this long rest that the Bruins are going to have. Do you think they'll be able to keep this up in the Stanley Cup Final?
I think it's probably good for the NHL that the Bruins are going to sit around and maybe get a little bit cold because they are dominating so much. How many games in a row have the Bruins won? Has it been like 7? I mean,
they're killing it.
They're killing it, and it looks like we could have 3 straight Boston champions, which nobody outside New England fans want to see that.
Now, I'm not a huge NHL guy.
You got the Patriots, Red Sox, and you could now have the Bruins.
Does the NHL, do the insiders, they want St. Louis or they want San Jose? NHL, who would they rather have?
The networks would rather have the Blues.
The Blues, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so St. Louis, Boston, that'd be a pretty good series.
Yeah, Blues and Bruins. And the Blues played a preseason game here in Des Moines.
What would Andy Fales be like if the Blues made the finals?
He's already a mess.
He's a wreck.
He is.
Throw the morning show on top of the Blues playing every other night.
I root for the Blues with all my heart so that Andy's in a good mood for the Murph and Andy show. That's my focus because he takes it so hard when they don't win. But the Bruins will be heavy favorites when they're playing.
Yep.
But I was looking today, game 5 is not even scheduled until June 6th, and that's 3 weeks away. So that's a long gap
of
time
for
them to sit around. Hey, it's time for Lookalikes with a Local Connection. More live calls coming up. Tiny Ref Judges. Paul, you know him as 5-0 in Des Moines, says the Register's Tommy Birch looks like the Cubs' Taylor Davis. Tiny Ref?
Why does Tommy have a creepy hand on his shoulder? It's just a random hand.
I'm glad you asked. That's actually Tommy's
hand. That's Tommy's hand?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know this, but he worked his way through college as a contortionist and turned down a part in Cirque du Soleil to join the
Des Moines Register. He loves high fives. I know that.
Yeah, sometimes he can high five himself.
Man.
Dan Carlton says that John Sears, a.k.a. Mr. Soundoff.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Anyway, looks like Daredevil actor Eldon Henson.
Who's
Tiny
this
Ref?
Guy? Who's this guy?
Wait a second. Isn't that Fulton Reed?
That's Fulton Reed?
It's Fulton Reed from Mighty Ducks.
No way. Where's that long black hair?
He's all grown up. He's got a bow tie.
He looks like a nerd now.
And
I look like a nerd?
Why is the guy from the Mighty Ducks better dressed than the television anchor?
Where did they get that picture from? And what am I doing? I'm like eating my tongue or something.
Are you wearing the Mark Freund collection?
I think I am. Just a little jacket and a white tee.
With a microphone? What is wrong with you?
Guys, in its years on Sound Off, What's Bugging Andy has ruffled more than a few feathers. So this week I'm going to do that again.
Sears' chair keeps falling.
Knockout,
one has to go. Which do you knock out? At SoundOff13 on Twitter, which right now I don't even see.
Okay, these are video games, NHL 19, NBA 2K 19, Madden NFL 19, or MLB The Show 19. I haven't played video games in a long, long time, so I don't even know which ones of these are good.
Yeah,
Madden was really good when I was younger. Is that still big?
I saw earlier today getting bashed a lot on Twitter. I was surprised. My kids play a lot of NBA 2K.
I know that's really popular.
So, yeah, I've seen that. I've heard that NHL, which is probably the least popular of these four sports, but I've heard the NHL game is fantastic. I've heard FIFA's great.
Hockey games on the regular Nintendo, first Nintendo, were great. So I'd probably like NHL 19.
Could you spill blood on the ice?
Yeah, you get in those little fights and stuff, yeah.
Andy sometimes digs into deep and controversial topics that upset many people. And that could be the case today.
Prayers up. Andy is bugged by nachos.
Contrary to popular belief, the subjects of my What's Bugging Andy pieces are not always carefully researched and considered. Sometimes they just come to me, and at really random times. For example, this week, it's dawned on me that something that's been bothering me for years is nachos. Excuse me while I unburden myself. I love nachos as much as the next guy. And if I've got my own plate of them, I'm a happy camper. But if I'm with a group and someone orders a plate of nachos for everyone, I am bugged. Let's establish something here. Group nachos don't work. Can we count the reasons why? Everyone wants cheese. The cheese doesn't melt onto every chip. So those who mistakenly grab a naked chip are compelled to grab cheese from elsewhere and thus finger funk the whole plate. They do that with everything in group nachos. Grab jalapenos, pick off onions, scoop more taco meat. It's a mess. There's always one glutton in the group with too much appetite and too few manners. Feels the need to turn each chip into a crunchy, triangular Noah's Ark with at least two representatives of each species of topping found on the platter. They'll shove the whole thing in their mouth and immediately begin work on the next one. And then there's the rest of the cheese dilemma. The real shredded stuff is best, but then that stuff's on a timer. 3 minutes in, and it turns into greasy orange leather. You can't separate it. From that point on, each chip either gets no cheese or all the cheese. The one alternative is cheese sauce, which stays soft, but turns the chips into floppy, flaccid little flip-flappers unfit for any fiesta. And what do you do about the single dollop of sour cream and the one scoop of guac and then some D-bag who wants to make his own personal plate of the nachos? I expect to see Sean Hannity do a segment on group nachos as yet another example of why socialism doesn't work. And this time, he'd be right. Nachos. Give me my own or give me none. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Somebody had to say it.
It's a big
Andy
week.
Did. Next, who's in your five? We chase lightning on the track.
Bodie Express.
Plus, maybe time to take a live call. It could be the return of Cheezer. You can sound off at 515-282-9010. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Jason writes about Isaiah Moss picking Arkansas. Does Arkansas have a shot to make the dance next year? I think staying in Iowa would have been a better option, but I get the playing time frustration. I like Moss. Best of luck to him, but I bet they are lucky to make the NIT. Black and gold for life. Hashtag go Hawks.
A lot of fashion discussion on our SoundOff feed this week on Twitter. Scott writes, I'm 48, married with a kid. I don't give a rip what anyone else thinks. I love my cargo shorts.
Man, Scott, you do.
Amen to Scott.
Yeah, hey, yeah, you got room for everything.
I'm with him on the cargo shorts.
It's like
shorts.
Having a purse on your shorts.
I love them.
Who's in your five? In honor of state track and field, favorite athletes, track and field athletes of my lifetime, so no Jesse Owens, not that old. Number five, Michael Johnson.
I remember the gold shoes. He brought those out.
Oh, it's just electric.
Great.
That's when they first had the camera that would follow him around the track, too.
He was awesome.
Number four, FloJo. Remember Florence Griffith Joyner?
Yep.
You wondered how she could get down in the stance with those fingernails.
Fingernails, yeah.
Number three, out of Iowa's Graceland College, Bruce Jenner.
He was incredible.
Yeah,
as an athlete.
I mean, yeah. He was on the Wheaties box and was a big star. He was in a movie with the Village People.
I haven't seen that one.
Don't see it. It's terrible. Number two, Carl Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, underrated. Look at those shorts, by the way. Those are short shorts.
Like a bikini bottom. But, man, just don't let him sing the national anthem. Let him run.
Yeah, and speaking of national anthem, I can't believe I'm not picking a United States runner. But, man, nobody made me stop whatever I was doing and watch the television than when Usain Bolt. And what a name, Usain Bolt.
Could not have been a better name for a track athlete.
Oh, my gosh, with the lightning bolt, just perfect. Just loved it. We want to revisit the Preakness again because we have had, John informs me, I'm not looking at social media tonight in hopes of not having Game of Thrones
spoilers.
Spoiled. But anyway, a lot of people have asked, would Bodie Express have won if he won the race, because so many people were starting to pull for that riderless, jockeyless horse. He would not have won. And, you know, you mentioned
have to have
this.
A jockey on
he's,
the horse.
He's did not finish, even though he did finish.
Oh, he finished, like
he
I said. Finished.
Look at this majestic hero come charging down the track. John, he's not just running for glory.
Oh, well, here comes
running,
a solo shot. Look at him.
He's running for America.
Look at him. Look at those legs move.
Jeez. No jockey, no problem. And I like that this means at least Bodie Express and hopefully all horses, they really do just want to race.
At this point, I'm thinking he's pulling like a Forrest Gump and just going to keep going straight out of the track somewhere. But look at him.
Look,
on the
closing.
Back stretch.
He wants to win.
Closing.
Bodie Express wants to run with his friends and beat his friends. Just like kids on the playground.
And he's stayed on the outside the whole time. He ran a longer race than everyone else.
Thank you, Bodie Express. Your name should be American Dream.
Yeah, yeah, look at this. Yeah,
you're not getting him.
Yeah, she's
he
like,
wants
I'm
to
out of
finish.
Here. Yeah,
his
let him finish the race. Let him finish
him.
The race.
He's
that is un-American of them to try to get him off the track.
Speaking of America, Cheezer joins us now on Sound Off. Cheezer, what's your one big thought on this Sunday night?
The Royals won today, but they're in last place. They need to get on a hot streak. I don't know if they'll get on one this year or not. But, hey, Keith, I want to let you know something. Hey, you deserve to meet Ed in the nuts, don't you, buddy?
I don't know what he said.
I didn't quite follow the last part. I heard about the Royals.
He wants you to meet someone?
Meet?
No, you deserve to meet Ed Wilson in the nuts, don't you?
Need
Ed Wilson.
You need
Ed. Yes, I did.
Hey. In the cojones.
Yes, I did, and he had it coming. It's not really Ed's fault, but we need a symbol for the crappy weather.
Yeah.
That symbol is Ed. Sorry, Ed.
Yep.
When the weather turns nice, if it ever stays nice, you will be the symbol for that, too. Well, we always have time for a sound-off legend.
Oh, look who's that. Look
when
who's back.
When we return, Face-Off featuring Chuck Bruce. Some spirited opinions and a lot of Madden bashing, but it's not Madden that's knocked out.
Easily NHL 19, which is probably more of a reflection of hockey's popularity compared to the other sports than the actual game, because from what I hear, this game rocks. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
All right. Time for Face-Off, and we're starting on the defensive. Politico reporter Sally Goldenberg tweeted this Saturday, "Observations from Iowa. It is very flat. Driving is monotonous. There is more unbuilt land in one block than New York City has in an entire borough. Dirt roads are terrifying. No one carries almond milk, and caucus goers are extremely well informed." Iowa's not all flat. Driving can be monotonous, but are we sure Sally wasn't in Nebraska?
Right.
We call unbuilt land farming. You're welcome,
yeah.
Sally. Not sure where Sally found all these dirt roads, and who cares about almond milk?
I do, John. I care. Yeah. I bought a delicious half gallon of almond milk on my way to work, conveniently located at Hy-Vee, or really just about any store anywhere in Iowa, or apparently anywhere Sally wasn't shopping.
Jeez, you love that stuff.
Oh, that's delicious, purchased in Iowa. Almond milk. John, you like almond milk?
I've honestly never had it.
You've never had almond milk?
Never had it.
Here, try some almond milk.
Mm. That's disgusting.
What is wrong with you? Almond milk is delicious.
Ugh. That was disgusting. Man.
I wish Sally was right.
I got to go back to the cow. Ugh. All right, there's a reason schools want in the Big Ten Conference, right? Pulled in a record $759 million last year. No conference has ever made more. $54 million to Iowa. Don't spit it out. Don't spit that out. It's disgusting. Don't spit it.
I got to go back to the cow. Yeah, that's a lot of money, John. The Big Ten seems destined for a $1 billion year sooner than later. It's not just business, it's cash machine big business.
You're still going for that stuff?
God, this is delicious. It's delicious.
All right. Isaiah Moss transfers to Arkansas. He picked the Razorbacks over Kansas, Oregon, and Arizona State. Playing time likely the biggest factor. He wants to play professionally. Arkansas can probably offer him the most minutes.
And Moss told the Arkansas Democrat he likes Coach Eric Musselman's NBA connections. And props to Mike Loss, whoever first called Isaiah Moss Hog.
It's good. David Montgomery is a Bear, and expectations continue to rise. Maybe it's because of the photo the Bears released. Look at this. Looks like something from a superhero movie.
Working title, Chuck Bruce Begins.
Chuck Bruce.
Over under NBA teams, over Jazz. You ever been to Utah or heard anyone of going to Utah to check out the jazz music?
No.
I know they relocated from New Orleans, which does have great jazz. Utah should have changed the name.
Yeah, since Utah did not, leads us to our underrated nickname, the Pelicans. Not everything has to be angry. Pelicans, makes sense. Embrace it, Zion. That's where you're heading, New Orleans. Still going for that almond milk?
Oh, boy. Almond milk all over me. Yeah. Whoa. How? Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. 1 minute.
I don't think we even have that long.
Yeah.
We got sidetracked and we have some cleaning up to do. So that'll do it for us tonight.
We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with a sound off send off. Here's what's next on In Depth with our guy Graham.
Hey Murph, this week we spend 2 days in Chicago and Memphis with Reverend Jesse Jackson.
The civil rights activist and scholarship athlete tells us about his friend Muhammad Ali and opens up about the assassination of his mentor Martin Luther King Jr. All that's coming up next and in depth right here on WHO Channel 13.